Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's game day, and that means it's a game day version of the Cards Cast. Louisville back on the road, this time at number 12, Clemson. Cardinals currently a touchdown dog in a game that it seems like more and more people, as the days creep through the week, felt a little more confident about Louisville. How you feeling? Let's talk about it. I'm Michael McCammon, senior writer from Cardinal Authority, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, it seems like as the week creeped on, confidence started growing, not just amongst the fan base, but amongst some of the national pundits who cover college football as well, that Louisville might have a chance to give Clemson a scare this weekend.
Well, I mean, I think if you look, I was on the ACC SiriusXM show this morning, I guess. Yeah, this morning. Yesterday morning. I don't know. One of these days, the last couple of days. And I was talking with Roddy Jones and Torrey Holt, and I think it was Torrey Holt that said, he's like, look, I mean, anytime you play at Clemson and you're anywhere near just a touchdown dog, you've got a chance, because most times when they play a home game, they're 14 to 20 something point favorites. And really, quite honestly, if you look in the whole season as a whole, the body of work for the whole season, then I think it's true. I mean, the Louisville is right there with them. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say they're going to win. I'm not sure yet how I'm going to pick it. I keep going back and forth in my mind, but Michael, they've got a real chance to do it.
They do. And obviously Louisville's playing, you know, quite well. That's what's obviously boosting the confidence of a lot of people. And that's been fueled mostly by their defense. Obviously we've seen some adjustments on offense. It seems like they're getting the passing game a little bit more involved, but now you have to throw into the X factor that Malik has got it dinged up, you know, non-throwing hand. So how will that impact, you know, both his ability, you know, running the ball as well as throwing the ball? I mean, it's a little bit different. Will it matter that much to him? We'll find out once the game gets to rolling and kicking off. But the Louisville defense certainly has to show up and turn out like they have been in recent weeks. And the offense has to continue to take another step forward. But this is a game, Jody, I think you really need to, you know, as they have in recent weeks, but maybe even more so this week, kind of lean on that defense. I mean, Clemson's had its own struggles offensively. They've been going back and forth between two different quarterbacks because of it. And that sets up for Louisville quite well. It's where, as far as how they've been playing and getting into the opposing team's backfield, you know, so that's going to be huge. It could come down to which offense makes the fewest mistakes, and Louisville's improving in that area. So let's see if that continues with Malik's bum hand.
Yeah, I am a little worried about the bum hand. I'm a little worried about the fact that it's just different. You don't want to be going into a game like this and have something totally different for him. So I'm interested to see. I want to see just how this offense goes. Louisville has run the ball so well here lately. I don't mind them continuing to do that. And maybe that's the recipe for beating Clemson, is being able to do some things in the passing game, but really kind of rely on the running game. And the way Tyon and Jawar ran last week, I think you could see that this week, that they both have big games again.
Yeah, and of course, Louisville really had a shot at beating Clemson last year at Cardinal Stadium. Clemson scoring, you know, it really a comeback victory. Louisville had its chance there late in the game to punch in a score to get the victory. Couldn't do it. That obviously keeps Clemson undefeated against the Cardinals. And Jody, here's a crazy stat. Clemson coming into this game is averaging 40.6 points per game against Louisville in the seven meetings between those two schools, which is the highest all-time scoring average against opponent currently in a Power 5 conference. That's not a stat you want to be a part of if you're the opponent. So Louisville needs to, again, make this a close ball game. And the way things have been trending, if they can get into the fourth quarter, I mean, this is a Louisville team that's really, in these last four games, turned things on big time defensively and offensively in that second half, I mean, especially in that third quarter. So I think if this is a tight ball game in the fourth quarter, then I'm probably going to start feeling a little bit better about Louisville's chances than I do right now. I mean, let's be real. I mean, this is Clemson. You're going into a very difficult place to play. What have they won? 39 straight at home. So it's a tough environment. It's a tough task. I mean, Clemson's, you know, they're number 12, and that's a low ranking for Clemson in recent years. So it's not going to be easy, but I do like Louisville's improving chances.
Michael, think about that's the thing. Like, if you really look at and you think about last year, by the way, that 40 number is skewed by 77. So
yes,
the last time Louisville was here at Clemson, it was 77. It was the week before, maybe about 10 days before Bobby Petrino was fired. So that skews. Anytime you have a 77 on there, it skews a football number. So you've got that where it's skewed a little bit. So while it's high,
they've scored what, 45 and, you know, prior to last year, 47, 77, 45. So
yeah, I mean, and again, you think about those years that Louisville and Clemson, I mean, think about the year that that Deshaun and Lamar went at it. I mean, there was some offensive fireworks in those games. So, look, bottom line is this. Clemson doesn't have the top-end NFL talent like they have in recent years. Now, with that said, I think some of their younger guys are probably like that. Some of their younger guys are probably top-end talent type guys. But they don't have the – you know, they don't have the couple of first round draft picks that they, you know, that they got right now. So that they've had in recent years. So that's why I think Louisville's got a shot. And I think Louisville really feels good going into this. I don't think Louisville has any idea if you're going to see DJ Uiagalelei all day or if you're going to see a mix of both. He and Cade Klubnik. I think we'll see both. I think DJ starts, and I think that we will see both. I do think that Louisville's defense will fare pretty well against DJ Uiagalelei, who doesn't want to run it maybe as much as he has in the past, and as much as teams that have hurt Louisville have. And he is prone to turnovers. I mean, you've seen it this year. He's turned the ball over time and time again. So I'm excited to see this game kick off. I think it's going to be a great. I think it's going to be a great day for Louisville. I'm not saying that they're definitely going to win, but I think they've got a really good chance. I think they've got a really good chance to win.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to BOLL&Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jody, now let's rewind the clock. The Boston College loss just happened moments ago, and somebody tells you, you know, in a few weeks, you might be saying Louisville's got a good chance to beat Clemson at Clemson. Would you have believed it?
honestly, I wouldn't have believed it after that game, but I would have believed it before that game. That game, by the way, that game is just a total anomaly. You know what I mean? Like that, yeah, I just throw that game out. I think every college football team has one of those games. I mean, while the Alabamas of the world and the, you know, normal typical Clemson teams of the world, they have those games and they win them, you know, 45-21 or something like that. You know what I mean? That's how that is. I think for Louisville, they had that game, and I still can't explain it. I still don't understand it, and I'm not sure that they even understand it or it can explain it. But I will say this: they haven't done that since then. Knock on wood. No. And it's all about, to me, it's all about the big plays and not allowing big plays. If they can keep Clemson from getting big plays, I don't know that's the crazy part is Clemson. The what I worry about a little bit with Clemson is their running game and with Shipley and that big offensive line. And that's what Louisville does best. So, yeah. I say that and they'll go out and they'll pull an Air Force and throw for 480 yards or something like that tomorrow when they're not supposed to. But I'm excited to see what this defense can do against Clemson, and I'm excited to see how the offense can kind of move it. And Michael, we talk about Clemson playing two guys. It wouldn't shock me to see Louisville playing two guys. Malik's going to play, and Malik's going to be the guy, but it wouldn't shock me because he's got that left hand injury. If we see Brock Doman a little bit during this game, just to kind of change up things a little bit for Clemson and maybe get the ball down the field a little bit more, I would be a fan of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you pointed out earlier, and I think everybody agrees that Louisville's defense needs to continue to perform the way they have been and create problems for the Clemson defense. But like you pointed out earlier, if how Louisville does running the ball, I think really could be the key. I mean, if they're able to control, you know, that facet of the game against a defense like Clemson can bring, then that's huge. And if Louisville does have success, I think Scott Satterfield will continue to do that as much as he can. If they're able to pick up first downs, and if you're able to, you know, control that clock a little bit on the road like that, which is something we saw James Madison attempt to do last week at Louisville early in the game, and obviously it didn't work for him. But if Louisville's able to really get that going, and Tyon Evans and Jordan and company are running well, then that obviously is going to speak well for the Cardinals.
Yep, it is. All right, well, we got our picks. Our picks will be going up. We got all kinds of goodies throughout the week. We've had for you a big day as Louisville takes on Clemson, a basketball game. Also, Michael, it is a busy time around these parts, and we'll keep you posted. Keep clicking at CardinalAuthority.com. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Dimling. This has been a special game day edition, Louisville at Clemson, or should I say Clemson today in Clemson, South Carolina at Memorial Stadium. We'll have the latest from there in Clemson.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.